Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your first and last name?
I don't know which name that you want, because my first name is Catherine and last name is Henderson, but apparently the account was made in Amy Henderson.
Thank you. And if you'll give me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it'll take just a moment.
Okay.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience. And so that I can make sure I was sent over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
My address is 50 Cedardale Court, Clayton, North Carolina, 27520.
Thank you. And if you'll give me a moment to look over the account and see exactly what is going on, that will take just a moment.
All right.
Okay, and I do want to thank you for your patience, and I do want to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I do want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing the $7.95 for the contest for the kitchen equipment.
Right.
Well, I do completely understand. Since you are stating that it was not you that did the contest, we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector. I do just want you to be aware. You can call back later if you want to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Oh, my husband's right here, and he's the only other one, so.
What?
He didn't do it again.
Well, I do completely understand. We can definitely get this filed as fraud for you, and as a courtesy, we will be refunding the account now, pending the investigation.
What about the $56.95 charge?
Yes, we will be filing that as fraud, and as a courtesy, we will be refunding the account now, pending the investigation.
For both charges?
Yes.
Okay, I'm making sure. And my bank is aware. I've already talked to them today as well.
And was there anything else I could assist you with?
Any information that I can verify when the credit is going to, credit refund, whatever. In other words, the charge is going away.
You would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5, okay. All right, is there a number that I could call to reach the fraud department should anything else occur?
I'm sorry, we wouldn't have a direct number. You would still have to call the same number you already called to reach us.
The 833 number?
Yes.
All right. And I've got a cancellation number and everything. Would I just, because I have to have somebody call me back. I mean, it kept cutting me off after so long on hold.
Yes, I do apologize. We do have an unusually high call volume today, so I really do apologize about that. However, you will see those back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And was there anything else I could assist you with?
Not that I know of. As long as we can get that taken care of, I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
You do the same.